Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Wow, folks, we've got something mind-blowing to talk about today. Klein.
Klein? Is that a new kitchen gadget? Spill the tea.
Not quite, but it is revolutionary. It's this AI tool I've been playing with, and let me tell you, it's impressive. I've tested it with Claude, DeepSeek, and even local models.
So what's the big deal? What does it do?
It writes code, and not just any code. I had it build an entire website for my daughter's Beanie Boo collection. Full functionality, search, filtering, the works. And I didn't write a single line of code myself, just prompts.
No way, that's incredible. Like, are we all about to be out of a job?
Well, maybe not all of us. But if you're a front-end developer, you might want to start paying attention. This thing can churn out HTML, CSS, and JavaScript like nobody's business.
So you're telling me I could have it build me a recipe website?
Theoretically, yeah. It's crazy powerful. It even scraped data from the Thai website for my daughter's Beanie Boo project. I even had it create a Which Beanie Boo Are You quiz. It's amazing.
Okay, color me impressed, but there's got to be a catch, right?
Oh, there's a catch, all right. The API limits are a killer. I hit my daily limit with Claude and had to switch to DeepSeek, and even then, I kept getting rate limited. It's infuriating.
So close but no cigar?
Pretty much. It's amazing for small projects, like the Beanie Boo site, but anything larger and you run into a wall. The cost adds up too. The $1.50 might not seem like much, but that's just for a tiny project.
That's a good point. What about the code quality? Is it, you know, actually good?
Surprisingly, yes. I had to tweak the prompts a bit, but the generated code is pretty solid. I even had it generate a Python script to convert a CSV of Magic the Gathering cards into a format suitable for embedding with a language model. Worked like a charm, well, aside from the rate limits.
Embedding with a language model? For cooking recipes, maybe?
Interesting thought. Maybe we could use it to create a recipe recommendation system based on ingredient embeddings. That's a future podcast episode right there.
Definitely. So to wrap things up, Klein is awesome, but the limits are a pain. The future of coding, but not quite ready for prime time.
Exactly. It's a glimpse into the future, but we're not quite there yet. But folks, keep an eye on this tech. It's going to be a game changer. That's all for Nutty's Show. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.